Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As of 2024, the interest we pay on the national debt has surpassed every budget item except Social Security. That's why concerned savers are turning to gold, something not tied to the inflated U.S. dollar. And Birch Gold can help you diversify, too. For more than 20 years, Birch Gold has helped thousands protect their savings by converting an IRA or 401k into an IRA in physical gold. Just text COAST to 989898 and claim your no-obligation info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dan Baldwin with us. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We're talking about his latest work called The Paranormal Pendulum. Dan, kind of take us through how it would work for a dearly departed. How would you use it?
Okay, again, the learning curve on this for everybody out there is extremely short. It's very easy. What I normally do is I will sit down in the location, try to get acclimated to the location, grounding, if you want to call it that, and meditate for 5 or 10 minutes just to cool and calm the mind, and then hold the pendulum and just start asking questions. First question is, are there any spirits here? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a yes, and then it's just a matter of asking yes or no questions to find out, you know, is this a male spirit, yes or no, female spirit, are you a relative? Did you live here in the 1880s? You know, that sort of thing. And you just keep asking questions, and you finally hone in. If you're looking for a specific type of answers, you hone in on those answers. If you just want to converse, you just converse.
Do the spirits sometimes show a sense of humor?
Yeah, quite frequently.
They do, huh?
And a lot of we've asked several spirits about this, and we've got the same answers. They can be playful. And one thing I would like to point out to the audience there, a lot of your reactions when you go into doing pendulum research with the paranormal, especially with the departed, a lot depends on what you expect to get. In other words, if you walk in and you're expecting a negative experience, whatever happens to you, you're going to interpret that as a negative experience. A good example of that is we were doing a research in a museum, and a woman who was expecting a good experience said, "Somebody just brushed my hair."
Huh.
And she was delighted. She said, "Oh, the ghost touched my hair. This is wonderful." If she had been going in expecting a negative experience, it would have been, you know, an evil spirit grabbed my hair. So, you know, what I'm saying is go into a session with an open mind and keep in mind that all the spirits I've ever encountered are friendly folks. And don't interpret something that happens automatically as a negative experience, because probably it's not. In fact, I've never had a negative experience.
Can dowsing predict the future, or only what is?
I think primarily only what is. I've had some modest success, again, back to the missing kids stuff, asking the question, is it likely that such and such would happen? But as far as specific prediction of the future, I haven't had any success at that at all.
I mean, you can't pick lottery numbers or things like that.
Yeah, and for me, people ask me that. If you're so good and you're so serious about this, why haven't you won the lottery? Well, that's an abuse of the gift.
It backfires, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to do that. And besides, you're predicting, you're trying to doubt something that hasn't yet happened.
Now, if a spirit is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come through on a pendulum? I mean, does the pendulum swing wildly or anything like that?
The only way I can answer that is I've never had a negative experience. Not one. So So I can't really answer that honestly.
Maybe that's a good thing, though.
I think mostly what people, when people have negative experiences, and I don't negate the fact that there are negative forces out there, don't get me wrong on that, but I think a lot of the so-called negative experiences people have are just interpretations of something, often a playful ghost. Most of the people I've talked to in the spirit realm are friendly people. They're there, you know, they don't have to show up. They don't have to communicate. They're there because they want to.
If you're holding the pendulum,
mm-hmm.
and I'm standing next to you,
mm-hmm.
can I influence it? Have you ever tried that before?
No, I don't think so, because it's I'm the one that's in contact with the pendulum.
You have to physically be touching it.
You could influence me, you know, you could disturb me or,
right.
you know, something like that.
Think yes, or something like that. But I can't mentally change the direction of it.
No, because it's got to come through me. But again, you could affect it. You could, you know, butt me on the shoulder or make a snide remark,
right.
or something like that.
Okay, it's that sensitive though, isn't it?
But again, it's that simple. Like I said, really, if you can hold a rock on a string, you can communicate with the departed.
I've got a couple of them, and they're kind of neat. I mean, they're you know, they're polished and stuff like that. I mean, it actually looks like a neat piece of jewelry.
Yeah, some of them are quite elaborate. I like the ones that have I do a lot of map dowsing. So I like the large ones that have an elongated diamond shape with a very, very pointed tip. Because I use it on the map.
Is there a certain stone or material that may be a little more receptive to this than something else?
That would probably be a personal thing if you have a personal stone that you feel close to. But as far as I go, I go into a store that sells pendulum, and I get the pretty one, the one that I like.
Yeah.
And again, I have them made out of wood. I have them made out of metal. I have them out of stone.
I know a guy who uses a sawed-off bullet.
Yeah, like I said, told you earlier, I used a rock on a shoestring.
Well, as long as it doesn't have to be that heavy, does it? Just enough to pull the string down.
Exactly. Just a weight on the string. Now, I like the heavy ones because most of my work is outdoors, so I like the heavy one just because of the wind factor.
Now, you were watching a British ghost hunting show.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I'm glad you brought that up. The secondary group of people I would like to consider the pendulum that I wrote this book for comes out of that program. It was a British ghost hunting show, and it was a typical ghost hunting show. They go out at night. They've got the green night vision goggles and everything. They've had their electronic equipment, and I guess it was a voice box. It was one of those. And they heard a desperate plea from a woman, "Help me!" And they didn't. And the reason they didn't, they couldn't do anything else. All they could do was stand there and ask questions and hope to get another, you know, EVP out of the situation. And they never got another EVP. So there was nothing they could do to help that desperate spirit. If they had had the pendulum, they could have, you know, continued the session and had an elongated conversation with that spirit. You know, who are you? What's your trouble? You know, are you trapped over here on this side? Is somebody acting? You know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Yes or no questions. And eventually, they probably could have helped that desperate woman out because they had another effective tool that allowed them to have extended conversations.
Now, they also use dowsing, of course, for finding oil and everything else. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that work? It's the same principle, isn't it?
Same principle. Well, you could use map dowsing. In other words, you have some property in say, Texas it's in near an oil field. And you could ask, is there oil on my property?
And you hold it over a map?
Then you could ask take a map of the property, preferably a topological map, and you could just move the pendulum over the map. If you got a yes answer, yeah, there is oil. Or you could take a pencil and hold it in one hand and the pendulum in the other and said, you know, give me a yes answer when I'm on the best place to dig. Then you could douse how deep is it, you know.
When I was a kid, I thought that the branch that the person was holding when he was looking for oil or water or anything else was kind of like magnetic or something.
Yeah.
It's really the individual, isn't it?
Right. Now, there is a pendulum called a witness, and it's a hollow pendulum that you fill up with a sample of whatever you're looking for. So, for example, if you're looking for oil, you would put oil inside the pendulum and use that to help you douse. But if you use 3-in-1 oil, you're going to find 3-in-1 oil. You're not going to find the good stuff.
We're going to take calls next hour with Dan Baldwin. We're not going to do readings or anything like that. Just try to keep it to quick questions about the spirit world or the pendulums and how they work. And You've been doing this for how many years now?
Well, I've been doing the pendulum for more than 20 years. I've been doing the communicating with the deceased probably about 5 years.
What got you to deal with the pendulum and then the deceased?
Well, the pendulum started way back. I don't hear voices. I'm not a clairaudient, but one night I heard a voice that said, "Go find missing children." And that's what got me started.
Really? Good
yeah,
for
really,
you.
Yeah, honest to God. And I thought I was going nuts, you know. And for about 3 months, I ignored it, and that feeling would not go away. And then I realized, you know, I'm not a detective. I'm not a trained investigator. And it hit me, well, maybe I'm psychic. And I started hanging around psychic bookstores, and eventually I saw a woman doing the pendulum, and I said, that's for me.
Did anybody train you, or did you do this yourself?
Pretty much, I would say 90% self-trained, self-taught. I've got some pretty good advice along the way, but primarily it's, hit or miss, get out there and do it.
Have spirits learned that you have this gift and they kind of like bombard you?
Not really. One thing I've learned, if you go to a place and ask a spirit to show up, they're probably going to show up just because they want to talk. I don't think it's my personality.
How do you know you're not being deceived by them, Dave?
Good question. And you don't.
At all.
It's like any other interview. I mean, you know, I could be, you know, lying to you. I'm not, but I could be. But it's like conducting any other
but
interview.
I would know, Dan.
But you would know, and you would do research, and you would never have me back on your program again. So, yeah, you can ask a question, and if somebody's lying, chances are you can douse enough information to find out whether or not that person is lying to you.
Do they make the yes or no cards? Because it would make it easier when you're dousing.
There are charts you can use. In fact, when I'm trying to douse somebody's name, I've got an alphabet chart so that I can go, you know, what's the first letter of your last name, and it can go to that letter.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and they're
but mostly it's got to be a yes or no.
Primarily, yeah.
What are the spirits trying to communicate with us? What do they want?
Again, that will depend on the individual situation. We were dealing with, we may have talked about this earlier, but we were dealing with the situation of a spirit who was trapped on this side. He was a murderer, and he was afraid to cross over. And we were doing a session, and we discovered him by accident. And we helped him cross over with the help of his murder victim, who came over to help us help him cross over. And the murder victim was his brother. He killed his brother. This was back in the 1880s. And his brother came over to help. He saw what we were trying to do, in other words, and he came over to help us help his brother cross over. That was quite an experience.
But primarily it's used for things that have happened. You can't ask it questions like, you know, will Donald Trump get reelected, yes or no? It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. It's really good. One of the reasons I like doing this is I have a lot of friends. In fact, you know, my friend Rhonda and Dwight Hull have been on with me before. They use it for historical research. Yeah, it's a legitimate historical research tool. So they're actually using the gift for that. My friend George Sewell, who was helping me with this book, he and I are using it as a research tool to find out what it's like on the other side.
And what have you found out?
Oh, a lot of interesting stuff. A lot of interesting stuff.
There aren't just simple clouds up there, are there?
No. One of the most fascinating things I found out is when you cross over, there are lots of options. Lots of options.
Do you talk about reincarnation, too?
Yeah, that too. We can get into that if you want to. But
that's I believe that. That's a real thing.
There's definitely something to that, yeah.
And these spirits are connected. Do you sometimes do dowsing in certain areas that are more, receptive, like a cemetery? I would think if you're in a cemetery, you're going to have spirits coming at you like crazy.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, if you were a spirit and you could come back to Earth, would you go to a cemetery?
I would not.
I would not. Where would you go? Like, if you're in Tombstone, would you go to Boot Hill or would you go to the Birdcage Theater?
I'd go to the theater.
Go to
a local pub or someplace
yeah, exactly.
Where there's some fun.
The reason we found out, the cemeteries I've been to, they have shown up at the cemetery because I was there, not because they were hanging out at the cemetery or that they were trapped at the cemetery. They just saw us and said, well, those look like nice folks. Let's go talk with them. And they came to the cemetery because we were there.
Have you ever held the pendulum and it just didn't work? It didn't move?
Early on, that happened a couple of times. That is very rare.
What would have caused that?
Chances are it would be in me and not the spirit world or the subconscious. It was just maybe I was tired.
Not tuned in?
Not tuned in properly, yeah. My mind was, you know, psychic work is like anything else. If you've had a bad day, you're probably not going to have a good session. If you've had a fight with your spouse, or if you're taking a lot of flu medication, you know, anything that would affect you normally will probably affect you during your session. That would probably be it, something along that line.
I mean, if you were to ask it about, you know, where did the COVID-19 start? Would it, over a map, would it go to China, or how would that work?
Well, it would, if you're doing it right, it would go to where it started, yeah.
It would.
Yeah, and you could start by asking, you know, did the COVID-19 virus start in China? You get a yes or no. If you got a yes, get your map out of China. You know, is it north of this river or south of that river? Is it in this city, particularly here?
So you pinpoint it. You might have to ask it 20 questions, right?
You could get down to street addresses if you wanted to.
Jeez.
Again, it's a process of elimination. It's simple. It's time-consuming, but it's as simple as it can be.
Now, again, though, Dan, who is it or what is it that's giving you the answers? Because I don't know the answer. So who's giving it to me if I'm holding up the pendulum?
All right, if you're investigating the spirit and you're talking to the spirit, it is the spirit who has given the answer. If you're just doing a session trying to find
where the virus started,
you're talking to the higher power.
Okay, so it's the higher power that's giving you the information through the pendulum.
Right, basically, yeah, your pendulum is in front of you, and your conscious mind is focused on the pendulum, so that your conscious mind is basically in neutral.
Is the pendulum like an antenna?
Yeah, it's a receptor, or a resonator, an antenna. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But it's
just a device. It's not magic.
Okay, would the wire or the string, whatever you use to hold it up, does that have anything to do with it?
No.
Okay.
It's just a tool.
So it doesn't have to be magnetic or anything like that?
No, just once you start working with it, you'll find yourself more comfortable maybe with stone than with metal, but
right.
that's a personal thing.
Some of the items, some of the pendulums are a little more balanced, and they work better, mm-hmm. I think, because of the way you can hold it.
Yeah, I don't like the fancy ones with bangles and baubles on them.
I don't?
Like real simple lines, straightforward, solid weight.
Oh, I like the gizmos.
Yeah. Well, that's what works for you, and that's fine.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Psst, there's a shortcut to platinum status at Shell. To saving 10 cents per gallon on every fill every day. Just fill up 6 times with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline and it's yours. Plus, you'll rejuvenate your engine. Get ready to level up performance, rewards, and savings. With continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, platinum status is earned with 12 fill-ups over 3 months, 10-gallon minimum per fill-up at participating Shell locations. Terms apply. Visit fuelrewards.com/status.